Welcome back. You're with the news at one. So Jim Gavin will be Fianna Fáil's candidate in the election to be President of Ireland in just over 6 weeks' time. Favoured candidate of party leader and Taoiseach Micheál Martin, current Chief Operations Officer of the Irish Aviation Authority, the 54-year-old former Dublin football manager was elected in a vote of the party's TDs, senators and MEPs this lunchtime over Ireland South MEP Billy Kelleher by 41 votes to 29. We'll talk to our political correspondent Paul Cunningham shortly. First, here's Jim Gavin on his way into the meeting.
Yeah, I've had a great 2 weeks of visiting the party parliamentary members, up in that left of the country. Got great energy, and I'm just looking forward this morning to putting my view towards the party, and I think competition is really good, and I hope to talk to you afterwards, so thank you.
That's Jim Gavin. Let's hear from Billy Kelleher.
The secret ballot is there for a reason. It just allows people to go and cast their vote unhindered or without fear or favour, and it can work both ways, of course. But they have that freedom, and I think that's a very valuable exercise. So I'm looking forward to the meeting, the debate, and finally the vote.
That's Billy Kelleher. Our political correspondent Paul Cunningham is with us. Take us through what happened today, Paul.
The TD senators and MEPs, 71 of them make up the Fianna Fáil Parliamentary Party, met on the fifth floor of the parliamentary in their parliamentary offices of Leinster House. Kicked off around 11:30. There was a 5-minute talk. Brendan Smith was the chair of the meeting. He's the head of the parliamentary party. Then the two candidates were called up in alphabetical order, and they had 10 minutes each to speak unhindered and give their vision of the presidency. There was no to-ing and fro-ing or questions and answers. It went straight to the secret ballot, and we got the result about half an hour ago.
Over 40% went against the leadership. Was that expected?
I think that it wasn't known. People who were supporting Billy Kelleher were saying they believed that he could get above 25 votes, and there was some consideration maybe that was over-egging it. One person I spoke to said they felt that the best they could get was 27. In the event they've got 29, as you say, around 40% of the parliamentary party. That is a very, very big showing by Billy Kelleher, and it comes down to a couple of things. One is that Billy Kelleher is very well liked within Fianna Fáil parliamentary party. He's currently an MEP. He was a TD. He was a senator. He was a councillor. He spent decades within the party, and there's an awful lot of loyalty to him. But I think the message that he had also carried some weight. And there was a sense among some in the Fianna Fáil parliamentary party that the leadership under Micheál Martin was backing Jim Gavin, and there wasn't going to be a debate and people weren't going to be involved. So going against the grain, Billy Kelleher threw his hat in the ring, and it is now up to Micheál Martin to come back and explain how does he view that vote, and does he believe that the mechanisms by which they select their presidential candidates should be changed. A couple of weeks ago we said it was hot air, and this is how presidential campaigns are run within the party. Does he have a different view now?
So Jim Gavin was the leadership's preference. He has won, but over 40% of the parliamentary party said, not for me. What does that say for Micheál Martin?
Well, I think what it means for Micheál Martin, he's going to say, well, there was a clear vote and there is a clear answer. They've got a clear winner. That is Jim Gavin. He said at the end of August that it isn't the first time that Fianna Fáil has chosen candidates who didn't have either political experience, they weren't a TD or a minister. If you go back to the first president, Douglas Hyde, that was a joint Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael nomination, but they also had Carol O'Dolic and they also had Mary McAleese. So he'll say, with that victory behind them and with that history, it's now up to Fianna Fáil to get together and move forward with Jim Gavin in the few weeks that are left before voting day. But I think he's going to have to, well, not he has to, but I think it's likely that he will nod to the fact that there was some dissent, and that maybe things could be looked at again whenever it is that Fianna Fáil choose to fight another presidential election campaign.
Yes, Fianna Fáil now haven't chosen a Fianna Fáil politician to run for presidency since Brian Lenehan in 1990. And we heard there from both Billy Kelleher and Jim Gavin on their way into the meeting. Have we heard from them since?
No, there was an awful lot of chat after that vote. We only began to see TDs and senators coming out of the meeting at around 10 to 1. We haven't yet been told when Jim Gavin is going to speak or where he's going to speak, as both Billy Kelleher and Jim Gavin are not members of the Oireachtas. They can't speak inside here. But it is going to be a big moment. I think, from Billy Kelleher, there is that vindication of the campaign. Clearly, his message resonated with it, and I think he's going to be very happy with the vote, albeit he would have liked 2-1. And then with Jim Gavin, he spent an awful lot of the past 2 weeks just talking to the parliamentary party in private meetings. And I think he felt it was probably presumptuous for him to talk to the wider audience when he was trying to get the Fianna Fáil nomination. But now he has to come out. We do know that he's a former member of the Defence Forces, that he served abroad, that he was that Dublin GA football manager who led the county to 6 All-Ireland titles. But he now has to let the wider public know who he is and also his version of the presidency. And I think for the first time for him, and uniquely, he's going to have the full attention of the media on him for the next 6 weeks, who are going to go over every single aspect of his life in Technicolor.
Yes, we'd like to speak to both or either man on the programme. Neither available to us yet. I have a copy of the speech that he gave to party members today. What more does it tell us about why he wants to be president?
I think it shows that idea. We heard a hint of it that this would have been last week when a number of Fianna Fáil TDs came out and they said that they had spoken to Jim Gavin. I think it was 5 or 6 of them. And he spoke about volunteerism as being at the heart, one of the themes that he had. And also this idea of collective action, trying to bring people together at a divisive time. But those are themes. And what people want to know is what is the practical application of that. And I think as well as that, we're also going to have that detail of, well, where did you stand on certain issues? Where did you stand on recent referendums?
On
where
any
did you stand
issues,
on
Paul.
Exactly. And that's where he's going to have to come forward. And he's going to have to say it. Now, there's been some suggestion that as Dublin manager, he had the power to come out and talk about those before. As a soldier, he wouldn't have had that opportunity. But that's really going to be a big question. Who is Jim Gavin?
He's mentioned Dev twice in his speech, I noticed.
Yeah, well... Well, Dev was a man who knew a thing or two about the presidency. But once again, like whatever about the speech, I think it now comes back to the man. It is going to be that engagement, hopefully with you on this programme. And if not, it's going to be with the journalists, possibly in Merrion Square in the next hour.
Let's see. Paul, thanks for speaking to us. More on the presidency later in the programme. Let's speak to Paul Cunningham, our political correspondent who's with us now. We can also speak to political strategist, former political advisor and public relations strategist, Richard Moore. Richard Moore, can I turn to you first? Are you surprised at the scale of support for Billy Kelleher?
I am and I haven't. I think Billy's own people were thought he might get 25, 26. He's eventually got 29. I think it reflects the feeling that the leadership have imposed Jim Gavin on the parliamentary party, and it was their way of kicking back at Micheál Martin. I think, though, having said that, there's no more than Fine Gael's candidate. I think there's clear and present danger for both leaders, depending how their candidates do. And you could see it in the end being a slugfest between which of them gets ahead of the other in terms of Heather Humphreys and Jim Gavin. I'm not ruling out Catherine Connolly, and we don't know what's happening with Sinn Féin, but there's a lot of high stakes involved in this, and you know, it's a fairly big punt to bring in somebody, albeit very well known, like Jim Gavin. But you know, we don't know how he's going to perform, as Paul alluded to earlier on. When you're in the white heat of battle, you're in a debate with three or four other candidates, you're on a one-on-one with some commentator or interviewee on the radio or TV, he's untested in that sphere. You know, he's used to dealing with sports journalists.
Yes.
Not how do you respect the sports journalists, but they're not going to, you know, they won't have the same level of questioning.
Let's hear what he's been saying within the last few minutes outside Merrion Gates.
So good afternoon, everyone. First of all, I want to say how delighted and honoured I am to receive the Fianna Fáil nomination to be their presidential candidate. It's a great honour for myself, a great honour for my family. I'm thinking this time my father, Jimmy, who hails from West Clare, who will be very proud of me, and indeed for my community in Clondalkin and the wider Gavin family. Very privileged position. We've had a very robust competition, and I've been involved in competitions all my life. And I think this will be the toughest campaign that I've ever been involved in. But I've got great support from the parliamentary party. You know, I travelled the length and breadth of the country over the last week, meeting deputies, senators, MEPs, sharing my vision for the presidency, getting their feedback, and giving them the opportunity to ask me some questions. So I'm very honoured. The competition was really welcome with Billy. We had a great chat earlier on this morning. He's a phenomenal MEP. The competition is good. I don't think anybody wanted our coronation. I've learned a lot, and I think the parliamentary party, the energy that I felt in the room today was so positive, so energetic, and it speaks to my vision to have a presidency with energy And an active presidency on behalf of the Irish people.
That's Jim Gavin speaking this lunch to my political correspondent Paul Cunningham, watching and listening. Did he take questions, Paul?
Yes, beginning to take some questions, I believe, but I'm stuck here in a studio. I mean, just listening to him there, three things come to mind. One is that there's been a closing of the Fianna Fáil ranks. Barry Andrews backing exactly what Billy Kelleher said there, that the decision's been made and they're going to go out and campaign. So that'll last for a certain while. But this is Micheál Martin's decision, and it's going to go back on Micheál Martin. If it is the case that Jim Gavin wins, well, everything's fine. If he loses or bombs, then he's got a real problem, because it was Micheál Martin who put him in, and clearly there's disgruntlement in the party about how that was handled. And lastly, when it comes to Jim Gavin, he alluded to himself, he is heading out and it's going to be a white heat battle, and as the pugilist Joe Lewis once said, everyone has a plan until they're punched in the mouth.
Richard Moore, what are you expecting from Jim Gavin? Because we really don't have any idea how he's going to perform in this campaign, do we?
Well, that's the big issue facing Fianna Fáil and its candidate. I've no doubt he'll be well tuned in by the time the campaign gets underway, but it's a completely different kettle of fish. I mean, Billy Keller is a very seasoned MEP and a TD, and he wouldn't possibly, I think Fianna Fáil felt he mightn't draw outside of his Munster base, but he would be able to perform on live TV debates, that kind of stuff. I'm not suggesting for a minute, by the way, that Jim Gavin won't be able to, but the issue is nobody has seen him in action in terms of when the wolf pack of the political correspondents descend in the presidential campaign. It can get quite messy. So he can be protected to a certain level and if you like, briefed to a certain level. So it'll be very interesting to see how Jim Gavin gets on. He may perform exceptionally well. And he's also a fresh face in that sense, even though he's from a GA background and his military background.
Let's hear a little bit more of what he's been saying this lunchtime.
Well, for me, the presidency is all about being the first person of the state. It's not the first politician. You know, we had a competition this morning. I think that was really important. I won that competition, and now I'm nominated as the candidate for Fianna Fáil. And I really look forward to getting on the road, meeting people, visiting all the communities, all the villages in Ireland as best I can over the next 2 months.
Jim, respectfully, you've been avoiding the media for the last 2 weeks. Do you regret that at all? And can you tell us a little bit about what you stand for? Because, again, respectfully, a lot of people actually don't know you from Adam.
So, out of respect to the parliamentary process, it was important for me to engage with the parliamentary party members, all 70 of them, over the last 2 weeks. And that took a lot of time. I needed to speak to that, first of all. I needed to present my case, which I have done. And as you can see, I've won their nomination. And now it's about getting myself out there, meeting the communities. You know, people know me already from sport, from my work in the northeast inner city, from my 20 years serving in Ogle na Héireann. So people know me, but obviously I think over the next 2 months they're going to get to know me better.
Fianna Fáil candidate Jim Gavin for the presidential election. Before that, we heard from former political advisor and public relations strategist Richard Moore and our political correspondent Paul Cunningham.